Hi there, this is DJ Mr. Nick, host of Bridging the Gap, here to remind you that Hawaii Public Radio, and more importantly, streaming content of this station, is kept alive from donations and support from our listeners. If you're not a member of this wonderful radio station, please consider joining up or contributing at any level you're comfortable with. More information can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, and if you're already a member, please give yourself a big old pat on the back. And thanks. It's 10 p.m. in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. And my throat is still scratchy from the wonderful parties that happen this weekend over in Hawaii Island. And we start off by saying a huge, big thank you and mahalo for everyone who came out to those two shows. They were a lot of fun. And it's wonderful to meet everybody. Tonight's show will be a dreamy selection of jazzy cuts. Some of them very long, one of them past 10 minutes, but still kind of eclectic and going all over the place. The set list will be posted up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, also streaming on our brand new Hawaii Public Radio app. In the meantime, sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and we'll be right back after NPR News.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump is about to start making good on a campaign pledge to boost domestic energy production. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on the executive order the president is set to sign this afternoon.
The president is to travel to the headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency, where he plans to sign the executive order aimed at rolling back environmental regulations put in place by former President Obama. One key part of the order initiates a review of Obama's Clean Power Plan. The plan requires states to cut carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. It's yet to be implemented because it's facing legal challenges by coal states such as West Virginia. Just last week, Trump told supporters in Louisville, Kentucky, to expect new executive actions on coal, repeating his campaign pledge to put miners back to work. Industry groups say the order shows Trump's commitment to coal, which has been losing jobs to automation and cheaper natural gas. Environmental groups are likely to put up a fight. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Top Democrats in Congress want House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes to recuse himself from his panel's probe into Russian interference in the election. As NPR's David Wellman explains, Nunes is under fire over revelations that he viewed classified documents on the grounds of the White House.
A Nunes spokesman says the Intelligence Committee chairman met with an unnamed source on the White House grounds the evening before holding two news conferences and briefing President Trump on what he saw, all before discussing any of it with members of his committee. On the Senate floor, Democratic leader Charles Schumer demanded that Speaker Paul Ryan replace Nunes.
His actions look like those of someone who is interested in protecting the president and his party, and that doesn't work when the goal of the committee is to investigate Russia and its connection to the president and his campaign.
Speaker Ryan issued a statement expressing full confidence that Nunes is conducting what Ryan called a thorough, fair, and credible investigation. David Wellman, NPR News, Washington.
A bill to ban fracking in Maryland is headed to the governor for his promised signature. The measure received final approval last night in the state Senate. Fracking opponents cite health and environmental concerns, while supporters of the practice say it could potentially create thousands of jobs. Fracking is currently not practiced in Maryland, part of which sits atop the Marcellus Shale. A powerful cyclone is pounding parts of northern Australia after making landfall today in Queensland, damaging trees and power lines. Michael McLean, who owns a hotel there, tells Nine Network Australia that everyone seems fine.
I think Bowen people are pretty resilient. I'm not sure if we're really aware of what could come, but we seem okay so far, so everyone's pretty good, yeah.
There have been no reports of any major injuries. Cyclone Debbie was upgraded overnight to a Category 4 storm with wind gusts of up to 160 miles per hour. This is NPR News. Two police officers in Miami-Dade County are recovering from what officials are calling an ambush-style attack. Police say the officers were shot last night while sitting in an unmarked vehicle. There is no word on a possible suspect. There is growing speculation that South African President Jacob Zuma may be preparing to reshuffle his cabinet. As Peter Granich reports, Zuma has summoned his finance minister home from abroad, sending a shockwave through the South African economy.
Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan had been in London making the pitch that South Africa is a stable investment. When Zuma ordered him to cancel his trip and return to South Africa, the local currency, the rand, dropped 3% in value. Zuma has not explained his decision to recall Gordhan, and leaders in Zuma's political party, the African National Congress, have declined to elaborate on the president's move. Gordhan has long been seen as a check on Zuma's interference in state-owned companies such as power utility Eskom and South African Airways. The finance minister has been credited with staving off an expected credit ratings downgrade. But in some of those reviews, analysts said political interference in the economy could negatively affect future ratings in South Africa. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Pretoria.
A key figure in the battle against South African apartheid has died. Ahmed Kathrada was 86 years old. His activism began in the 1940s as a fight against discrimination of Indians. Kathrada and Nelson Mandela were among a group of activists sentenced to 9 months hard labor in 1952 for organizing a resistance campaign. He later served 26 years of a life sentence for conspiracy and other charges. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from CuriosityStream, a subscription service where people can watch science, history, technology, and nature documentaries online. Available for streaming through devices including Roku, Apple TV, and Chromecast. More at CuriosityStream.com.
It's 10:06, and we're bridging the gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Chango!
starting off our first hour of Bridging the Gap with a group called Yusuf Kamal. It's a title track off their album Black Focus. Gonna follow this one up with a band called MB, some Scandinavian jazz. Song called Shibuya, after like Shibuya, Japan. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. Keeping it nice, cool, and jazzy all evening. Thank you. You're listening to the brand new music from Moonchild off their yet-to-be-released album Voyager, a song called Cure. Gonna follow this one up with Sly Fifth Avenue and the Club Casa Chamber Orchestra. You just heard them in the billboard of the show. This is a cover of Drake's Hold On, We're Going Home. It comes off an EP called The Wrap-Up. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. Better yet, pick it up on our brand new smartphone app available for free either on Google Play or the iTunes Store simply by searching HPR. And again, thank you to everybody who came out to see me and to just say hi at our two shows over on Hawaii Island. I realized they were kind of weird and kind of loud, but thank you and started a little late. And thank you everyone who came and supported and said hi and endured, and really cannot thank you enough. It was wonderful to meet everybody finally face to face, and thank you. And hopefully we'll be out to the Outer Islands sooner than later too. All right, hold on, we're going home. Thank you.
10% a week. Bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never.
You're listening to Radiohead off their album The Bends, song called High and Dry. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Kumukuhua Theater, presenting 2 one-act comedies exploring non-heterosexuality in Pacifica. Opens this Thursday. Tickets at kumukuhua.org. That's kumukuhua.org. And it's worth looking up just to see the titles of these two plays and grasp what they're all about. Coming up next, brand new music from Crack and Smack off their new album Juicy Fruit. Yes, like the gum. A song called Hands of Time featuring Alexander London on vocals.
say goodbye at last. Seasons start to plan. Long lost footsteps linger on, but you're not here. Something messing with my scales. Darkness in the whites of my eyes. Something keeps you on my mind. Shackled to the hands of time.
Right about now, you're listening to music from Jazzanova. A song called Hanazono off their In Between album. Gonna follow this one up with some Andrew Bird. From his EP, The Swimming Hours, a song called Why. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, and we are bridging the gap here, member supported by a public radio.
Your punishment when you show me your crimes, and it's not the spell of the curse you put on me, or the way you make me smile so tenderly. How I wish it was your temper you were throwing. Damn you for being so easy going. I thought the time would tell. Happened to fiery romance. How I wish it was your dishes you were throwing. Damn you for being so easy going. Thank you.
listening to a local group. Proof that that Hawaii turns out incredible jazz. They're called the Pacific Harp Projects from their debut album. Song called Revenge of the Harpies. And we're going to try and get them back into the station as soon as possible. They're currently working on a new album right now. Coming up behind me, the Kosuke Mine Quintet. A song called Dream Eyes off his album Mine. It is truly that dreamy. And it's a 14-minute song. We're actually not going to get to hear the entire thing. I just wanted to set it up for you. Big shout-out and thanks to DJ Aisha from KTUH for turning me on to this one. Although it's on a different station, you can catch your shows over on KTUH every Tuesday morning from 6 to 9. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. This show is called Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap, or on our brand new Hawaii Public Radio smartphone app, available for free at the iTunes Store or Google Play simply by searching HPR. And of course, again, a big thank you to everybody on my end who came out to the two shows over on Hawaii Island this past weekend. They were loads of fun, a little loud, but still loads of fun. Big shout out and thank you to Hilo Town Tavern and Daylight Mines Coffee for hosting us, and to Edgar's Mobile Sound DJ Company for providing the sound. And also, of course, a big thank you to everybody who came out to all of our station open houses this past weekend. So much going on. Of course, more information on everything that goes on here with the station can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. All right. Kosuke Mine Quintet with Dream Eyes. You're listening to the Kosuke Mine Quintet off of their album Mine, a song called Dream Eyes. And you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua-Kona, and KIPL Lihue. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out this first hour of Bridging the Gap. Stay tuned for some Poets of Rhythm, Kaliko, Bad Bad Not Good, Bonobo, some Don Tiki, Lemon Jelly, Cancha Via Cerquito, and we'll see what else we can fit in there. We'll be right back after NPR News.
It's 11:06. We're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Starting off the second hour, Bridging the Gap, with the Poets of Rhythm. Title track off their album, Discern, Define. about now. You're listening to Chancha via Serpito, song called Sueno in Paraguay. I'm going to follow this one up with some Buena Vista Social Club. Why not? A song called Pueblo Nuevo off their debut. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you. You're listening to Kalihiko. Song called Tres Avisos off their Hot Rail album. Gonna follow this one up with some Lemon Jelly. Song called A Tune for Jack off their album LemonJelly.ky. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are bridging the gap here, member supported of Hawaii Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website at HawaiiPublicRadio.org simply by searching Bridging the Gap. Questions or comments? Email is always the best way to get a hold of me. Mine is DJMrNick at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Pretty simple. Or you can give me a call at 792-8241.
Thank you. and a big fella too.
You're listening to a group called Bad Bad Not Good. A song called Fall in Love off a compilation called Digging the Blogosphere. Up next, some Don Tiki being backed up by Teresa Bright. A song called Close Your Eyes. It can be found off an album called The Forbidden Sounds of Don Tiki.
On the next echoes, a band called From Indian Lakes. They come in to play their intimate dream pop live. Their latest album is called Everything Feels Better Now. I'm John DiLiberto. Join me with From Indian Lakes, live on Echoes from PRI, Public Radio International.
Thank you.
You're listening to DJ Otoro. Song called Orange Street off his brand new Kumamoto EP. Coming up behind me, music from Bonobo. Song called Noctinary off his Dial M for Monkey album. It's a song that you kind of got to fall into and it takes a while to get going, but if you can catch on to its groove, it's well worth it. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. listening to The Olympians, a song called Sagittarius by Moonlight. Before this, Thievery Corporation with Miu Nego off their Saudade album. Gonna follow this Olympians song with a beatmaker named Gadget, a song called Pise Si Tuj Zen, or You Write Your Dreams. Comes off an EP called Nightfall. The entire set list, if you're looking for it, can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, simply by searching Bridging the Gap. Also, stream us live on our brand new Hawaii Public Radio app, available for free from Google Play or the iTunes Store by searching HPR. And once again, a big thank you to everyone who came out to any of our listener appreciation week events, our station open houses, and especially people who came in, danced, said hi, and partied over at the two shows on the Big Island this past week. I'm still exhausted from it. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, Bridging the Gap. right about now, you're listening to an artist named Aso, A-S-O. A song called Ultraviolet, and that's found off a compilation called Chill Hop Essentials Summer 2016. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out the session of Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lihue. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. Stay tuned for Echoes coming up just in a few minutes, cut right after NPR News. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great evening and good night.